go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. This is episode 115 of the most award-winning show on the internet. You may be wondering what awards? Well, we'll tell you. How about the worst sounding team on the internet? Our families voted that one.
Well, your family for sure.
Yeah. That's the next punchline. I'm Jeremy, winner of 15 Please Stop Talking Awards, presented by Doug.
Yep. And one Dad, Please Shut Your Mouth, You're Embarrassing Me, presented to you by Colin.
That'll be in 15 years.
It's already started.
Yeah. With me are the men who have a combined award shelf of zero.
Oh, I guess it's me, Doug.
Mm-hmm. And it's Kevin. I actually owe one award to somebody. That's how bad it's been.
Your negative one
award.
I have
to get one back even though I don't have one yet. So when I do win one, I'll be at the goose egg.
I believe everybody. Did you guys get awards as your kids? Like, I don't know if you guys played sports or anything.
Yeah.
Did you think that your award was special, or did you know at the time that everyone got one and it wasn't special?
Well, I don't know. I think things were a little bit different when we were kids. I mean, I know for a fact, like, I think my T-ball team, every team got an award, but they got awards for different. Everyone got different awards, or whatever. I remember getting MVP that year. I was the only person on our team that got MVP.
Well, I mean, that's why they call it MVP, Most Valuable Player.
No, yeah. Everyone's. Well,
but you know how a lot of these people, they do awards now where it's like the whole team gets one. I think we got like a blue ribbon, and that was for going. that was for playing, and then I got an MVP one.
Everybody's an MVP.
Paps blue ribbon for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They gave all the kids beers.
Yeah, we all got beers.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, 6 years old. It was
hell yeah, Texas dude.
That's what started my alcohol addiction. This is not coffee that I'm drinking. It is in fact straight bourbon.
Oh.
But I warmed up on the stove, so it's warm like coffee. But
is it better? Is it better warm?
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay, good. Then what?
Warm bourbon.
Ugh. Yeah, just, I mean, room temperature.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Right.
For sipping.
Hmm. Not for drinking.
As you can tell, like how I'm drinking this coffee now.
As you can tell, I'm not a huge drinker when it comes, just when alcohol. I like a beer, but I've never really gone into the hard kind of stuff. You know, I grew up really poor, so it's not like I could go out in my teenage years and be like, "Hey, my parents got some bourbon in the old alcohol shelf. Let's do it." You know.
Do what?
do the bourbon.
Do the bourbon. And then we do the do.
Is that what you say?
Do the bourbon similar to do the Bartman?
Do the Bartman. Oh, man. We have a Simpsons story this week, too. I tried to do that. I loved that album. God, I loved that album. I owned it, man. And I played it all the fucking time.
Was that like Simpsons Sing the Blues or something like that?
I don't remember what that was, but I had it on. I had it on tape. I didn't even have it on CD. It was on tape.
Oh yeah, of course.
Fuck. Anyways, if you guys if you guys have enjoyed what you heard so far, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, and Instagram. Nope.
Yeah, you got to get that fixed, dude. I'm going to Celebration this week. I would like to post stuff to fucking Instagram.
I was talking about audio, and I said Instagram. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, and of course Stitcher Radio. All three of them have apps on the App Store, and you can subscribe to any of them from there on fucking Google and iTunes and Apple.
Fucking
Podbean finally getting the goddamn app together.
I know, they got their shit together, man. It's awesome. But
only been bitching about it for 6 months now.
That's what made it happen. You know, they're like, well, these fucking 8-bit geek guys, they keep talking about it. Let's do it.
It's amazing how many people like actually listen to us and take our, you know, suggestions to heart.
Hollywood, TV, fucking podcasting networks. They all listen. You can also listen to our social media posts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at the 8-bit geek. Yes, to answer your question, Kevin, I think we talked about it a couple episodes ago. Instagram did get hacked. I contacted Instagram. We're not big enough, I guess, for them to care. So I haven't heard anything back. I'll follow up with them this week, guys.
Yeah, they like post dick pics on our Instagram or something?
No pictures are posted. It's just we can't. Our login doesn't work.
Yeah, the password doesn't work. So somebody just stole the username. They haven't done anything with it, thankfully. You can also support us on Patreon. If you like our shows, you can donate as little as $1 a month, all the way up to $1 million a month. It grows our show. It helps us out. It'd be a wonderful, wonderful thing for you to do. You can also, if you don't want to donate, you can also just shop with us on Amazon.com. If you go to our website and the8bitgeek.com, you can go and click on Amazon, do your normal shopping, and it gives us a little bit of a kickback. It works very well. So do that, please.
It'd be awesome.
We're going to get this show kicked off with a little bit of love in Miss Connections.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Time to drop that sexy music. What
comes around, goes
around, I'll
close you down,
clown.
Oh, wait. Hold on a
second.
That's
pretty sexy.
Oh, okay. There it is. All right. So, Doug, I figured that the middle one was more in line for your friend, your best friend.
Yeah.
Best friend now, huh?
They've become very close. Sean calls him on a regular basis.
He's going to be the godfather.
Sean's going to be the godfather of your baby.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the godfather of my child.
Oh my goodness.
He seems pretty trustworthy.
All right. So I'll take the first one, of course, because it's not Walmart. So that leaves me with one option.
You can take a Walmart.
No, that is yours, and we all know that. You're like, can I please do something else? All right, here we go.
Sorry they took all your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics. I'm a male for a woman, and I'm 41. I know this is a random rambling. Since you're married and you have all the straddlings that life has given you over your years, but...
Hold on. Did we already read this one?
What? No.
Yeah, we did.
When? I'm looking back. Nuh-uh.
Yes.
When?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Sean Pennis read this one.
I'm looking back right now all the way.
You surely did.
No, you did not.
Apparently, Reggie thinks that. God damn it, Reggie.
I'm looking back at all the way. I'm at episode. Oh, fuck. You did. Back on episode 105.
So 10 episodes ago.
Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, I am truly sorry for this fuck up. I would like to apologize to my friends, my family, and everyone involved. I did not have sexual relations with that post. Continue.
Well, there goes our award.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm out this week. Fuck. All right, I fucked up, so I guess I'll take the loss.
Yeah, I read the title earlier, and I was like, well, that seems really familiar. And then, like, you start reading it, and I was like, oh, no, I know Sean read this. And he was like, he like, tapped me on the shoulder and went, hey, that looks familiar. That looks like my post.
All right, Sean, welcome to the show. Read your stupid post.
I'm so sorry that we stole that moment from you.
That's okay.
In the meantime, I miss the wild fun. Male for women, just outside Charlotte. Just say that 5 times fast as Sean Pettis. Just outside Charlotte.
Just outside Charlotte.
No. Say it like I would say it.
Okay.
Just outside Charlotte.
Just outside Charlotte.
Gosh, fuck you.
Ha ha ha!
God, Sean's in a mood today.
Oh, for real?
Okay, here goes.
You were a school teacher and I was an IT geek. Jug, are you sure this isn't just a message to Katie? We met when I came with a mutual friend to fix your printer. You called me that night, and from there, it wasn't just sex, but some of the wildest fun I've ever had. It was a world of thrills I thought only existed in movies and 50 Shades of Grey.
That is a movie.
Well, I meant the book. It's so much better.
Graphic novel's better.
Yeah, the hentai one especially. What I missed the most was when we performed for your friends.
I love that that caught you by off guard.
What the hell?
You read it. You could see how you were reading it. And then it hit you and you're like, oh, shit.
This is naughty. Sean.
I totally forgot about that part of our relationship.
I mean, you wrote this, Sean.
Oh, yeah, but you know me. I tend to be pretty fucking wasted when I write these things. All right. Well, that was a sober wake up. Oh, Jesus. All right, here we go. Just outside Charlotte. Here we go. What I missed the most was when we performed for your friends, especially Christy and Lori. Don't know why, but it's been on my mind a lot lately. I wish you were still around. If by some miracle you see this, I hope you have fond memories as well, at the very least. And maybe you might be up for reliving it sometime. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
I really, Sean, enjoyed how in the beginning you were like, oh, is this a note from Doug to Katie? And then all of a sudden you got down to we performed. Now the question is, does Doug have a friend named Christy and Lori?
No.
Even if I did, the answer is no.
Yeah, well, and they were her friends. I don't think Katie has any friends named Christy or Lori, too, so. Holy Christ.
That was awesome. All right, Mr. Kev. Kev, you're up.
Hey, Kev, your mic is muted.
Sorry, I was dealing with the dog.
Yeah. Air quotes, right. The air dog.
The dog.
Getting my spank on.
Listening to Sean.
He really loved that Sean Pennis post. He did. Yeah.
Instead of just move Lori and insert Kevin.
I really enjoyed when we performed for your friends. Especially Kevin and Jeremy.
Oh. Sounds about right.
Because it was an exhibitionist show all around.
All right, as always, I got the Walmarts. This is age 38, body athletic, height is 6 foot nothing, and the weight is 175. A freaking dreamboat. I'll rise, met at Walmart this morning. And male for women, 38. We didn't get a chance to meet. The first time I saw you, I felt it. Mm-mm. The second time I saw you, we made deliberate eye contact and I smiled at you. I think you intentionally crossed my path a few more times and I just didn't pull the trigger. Kicking myself now. I know this is a hopeless chance, but like Lloyd Christmas said, so you're saying there's a chance. You were so hot. You look like a little Olivia Wilde, I thought. Brunette, 5'4"-ish. Great ass. I was wearing a gray hoodie and a ball cap.
Like a terrorist.
Handsome guy needing a shave. I'm here if by chance you would read this. Would like to see where it could lead. Sean Pennis.
Well, there's that. That's done.
Did you want to read it? Did you want to reread one?
God, I just felt so left out. Like, I just feel left out. That's all. That's okay.
Read it anyway. Read the TMNT. We never heard that before.
No. All right. Hold on.
Yeah, because Sean read it last time, so maybe there's a little bit. Maybe it'll be different from someone else.
All right, I'll read it from a different perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get my music back up. I don't even have that. I'm such a fail right now.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere.
Maybe that should just be it. All right. Here we go. That's really loud.
Yeah. Turn up the bass.
To the two lovely guys I met over the internet, I couldn't help it when I saw your bald head and your beard. Both of your beards. My penis instantly got erect. And not for your faces, but for your bodies.
For our beards? Oh.
Whose story is this? I'm reading it. I tried to open up to you in more ways than one, but you were so closed off. Every week I peel you back like a sweaty onion.
Oh no.
Okay, I'll stop. I can't beat the fact that after I said that, Doug just in the distance goes,
threw up a little in his mouth.
Yeah.
All right, movie news. I like how Kevin took a breath and then just stopped. Okay.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a little girl out there. Her name is Olivia Munn. She can stick like 14 fucking hot dogs and sausages down her throat at once when she was on G4 TV. It was amazing. Also, she's a really dirty girl. Like, there's been pictures on the internet that showcase her vagina and stuff.
Why is that a thing we're talking about?
Because
what does that have to do?
Because people need to know about her and her lovely past. Because I'm sexually attracted.
Back of the show.
I'm a sexually attracted beast, okay? To her. But she's going to be.
Sounds like you're not getting any.
It's what? That's not.
It just sounds like you're not getting any, and you're just really like just sad and lonely right now.
Taking it out on Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh.
So this sexy. Okay,
so aside from the fact that she got hacked and some of her photos leaked.
So no, she released them on her own because she's a naughty girl and she likes to show it. And her middle name is.
Hey, and you know what? That's a quote from her pictures that she wrote on them herself. So
yeah, she's a Hollywood hottie. Her name is Olivia Naughty Munn.
She's the girl at the game store.
Oh, she wants to stick your.
All right.
Anyway,
so what is this about Olivia Munn?
Oh my God, this is about everything. Did you know that she put like a pie down her pants and then she put
God
the?
Damn it.
Are you still just talking about stuff that she did on G4?
Huh? Yeah. Well, okay. She was a character on G4, and she sent naughty pictures to her boyfriend, and they were naughty. Bad, dirty girl. So she's going to be an X-Men. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's just move on from there.
Yeah. Okay. And who's she going to be?
Psylocke.
There we go.
Yep. So the internet's kind of been, if you looked on the internet, it's been very much vocal about how this is a bad idea. But hey, listen, everybody says that about everybody.
Yeah, I haven't really seen
it.
A majority of the people I've seen say positive things about it.
Go look on Reddit.
Oh, I don't give a shit about Reddit.
Yeah, fuck Reddit. Just kidding. But why? What was their reason?
They just, they're just saying it's the most absolute terrible idea, and that she's no good actress, and she's only, she was terrible as the reporter in Iron Man 2, and then she also sucked on Newsroom, but.
She was awesome on Newsroom.
See, and so it's mixed reports, man. Like I said, it's always 50-50. It's always the haters that come out first, and then all of a sudden,
yep,
you know. But I'm okay with it because she's real cute.
I just think she needs to, especially because Psylocke is kind of a thicker female. I think she'll just need to bulk up a little bit more, but I mean, I think she'll be fine. The face, she's got it in like the face and hair. Like, it's perfect. Just got to go with the rest of the body.
I guess. I mean, it kind of goes back to the whole Wonder Woman argument.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, because I wasn't going to comment.
But I mean, Psylocke isn't like, I don't know if you know, thicker is the right word. I mean, she's all legs.
Okay.
Right?
I do want to bring up a point. I don't think it's going to matter because Doug fell in love with the Psylocke 2 years ago.
Psylocke has always been one of my favorites, so that cosplayer just fucking nailed it, and she was smoking anyways. So,
but she was petite, and she still was like, oh,
she was,
shit.
But also, like, it's just one of those where she's not going to be in the Psylocke costume. I highly doubt they're going to put her in that costume in the movie, because no one has really had that, like, their own iconic costume. Like, Wolverine has never really been in the iconic Wolverine costume, even though, even though, like, I mean, the X-Men have kind of been like a take on it, so I don't see her being in that, like, leotard thing that she wears, thong leotard.
Marvel has really had a great, like, run of putting people in the costumes they're supposed to be in, and then Fox is just like, fuck everybody, and put them in normal street clothes.
Yeah,
it's like Fox and everything else in life. Fuck everyone.
Except for Deadpool, man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, speaking of Deadpool, this has nothing to do with it, but it's really awesome. I know, okay, anybody listening to this next story, we're probably going to spend a minute on it because we all have just incredible, incredible thoughts on this show, Daredevil. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a massive hit, and everybody that I've talked to, even people who weren't even remotely interested in Marvel who have watched this have been like, holy shit. It's been a huge, like, I was behind. You guys were talking about it on text message, how you're like, this is crazy. This is insane. This is like, I mean, even James Gunn is praising it. And, you know, I mean, he's saying it. The show has nailed the comic books.
Yeah. Dude, it is so close to the comics as far as, like, some of the iconic look of it. Like, his whole black mask and the black suit is straight out of Man Without Fear by Frank Miller. I mean, like, to the goddamn T. And, like, there's the shot in, like, the second episode, I think it is, maybe even the first, where he's pushing himself off the ground after he just got thrown out a goddamn window. And he's, like, bleeding, and it's black, kind of black and white, because it's dark outside, and he's in the black, and it's the red blood coming out of his mouth, and, like, that kind of slow-mo shot. That is straight from the goddamn comic. Like, that is. I remember reading that, and because I just read Man Without Fear a couple months ago, because they kept saying at New York Comic Con, like, this is what it's based on. This is what it's based on. You need to read this. So I was like, fuck, I'll read it. And so I remember seeing that clip. That's one of the ones they showed us, was that fight scene. And so I remember seeing that and then looking at the comic, being like, you weren't fucking kidding. Holy shit! Like, that's the fucking same.
Yeah.
It's been, and that the opening shot is straight from that comic too. Like, that, it's not necessarily how that comic begins, but that's definitely from that storyline of the people, like, sex trafficking or whatever the fuck's happening down at the docks, and he shows up and just whoops a bunch of ass.
And the scene at the end of episode 2, all one shot. And if you go online,
that was amazing, by the way.
Oh
yeah,
people are just going nuts over that. If you go on to, I think we're going to try to get this up on the site, but there's a video of behind the scenes that kind of explains the entire thing, and I saw it on YouTube, and it'd be really cool. It's ducking awesome. So
I'd like to see that because of the fact it was filmed in a very narrow hallway. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything. It was a fight scene in a very narrow hallway, yet somehow the camera is able to go back and forth on it without, like, very seamless. Like, the fight choreography in the show is unbelievable. Those guys deserve a raise, whoever's doing all the choreography for that. Because they are killing it. I'm about 7 episodes deep myself, and
I'm only
loving
2.
The show.
I'm at episode 11.
Really? You've been really getting through it then, huh?
Yeah, it's been, dude, it is phenomenal. Like, story, how it's shot, the way that they really took advantage of the Netflix binge watching aspect of TV. Mm-hmm. I want more shows to go to Netflix or this sort of format. Yeah. I think that a show like Gotham, which has been good but not great,
mm-hmm.
and is trying so hard to be dark but can't be because it's on Fox, would benefit greatly from being on Netflix. If Gotham got to be in Gotham, in what Gotham is like in the comics, where it's just fucked up, you know, it's a dark place, dark, gritty place where a lot of, like, crime is happening, I think that show would be phenomenally better than it is.
Agreed.
I agree as well. Okay, so are we about to see the death of the disc? That's kind of the question here. Simpsons is kind of raising that question because they're saying that any seasons that happen from now on will not be available on disc.
I can see that.
Is it the start of the fall of putting things on? Is it all going to be streaming and internet based? And, you know, I mean, is this it? Are we starting to see that?
I kind of hope not to an extent, because I'm one of those people that loves, like, books also, right? Like, that's kind of, people are we all going to go digital with our books, with our Kindles and the iBook store and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I like having a physical copy, and I don't know. Like,
I don't see it happening so much with books. Like, I see all the big retailers going away, but I still see a segment of the market staying around and always producing books. Even if, you know, even if it's just a small amount of people, like, I don't see them on the scale of having mega stores anymore, but I definitely see books still being around for a long time.
But I guess my point is, like, even with, I still buy, like, movies and, like, Game of Thrones, let's just say TV, for example. Like, I buy every season on Blu-ray
mm-hmm.
because I love all the special features that come with it. And I know you can get a lot of that with their online stuff too, but there's still something about having that disc, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't mind if DVDs went away, because that is a dying and should be dead technology, because they cannot compare with what Blu-ray can do. And so I think that it needs to be like VHS. It's time to get rid of those.
Yeah.
And time to move to, and you buy a Blu-ray anymore and it comes with, you know, a digital copy anyways, so
exactly. Like, I agree wholeheartedly. The DVD is pretty much going the way of the dinosaur. Blu-ray is still up there. Plus, I believe they should still make physical copies of Blu-rays, because, I mean, it still looks good. People want to collect stuff, like Doug. And, you know, when seasons are coming out, like Simpsons or Game of Thrones, they're going to come in really cool boxes and really collectible things. I mean, that should keep coming.
And we have to remember... Yeah.
Exactly. It's the collectible side. All my Game of Thrones DVDs... I know that The Simpsons was similar to this, but the DVD... if you get your Game of Thrones at Best Buy, they come with different, like, sleeves on them for the different houses. And so, like, every season I've gotten a different house, like, cover. So, like, the first one's the Starks, and then I have the Lannisters and the Targaryens and the Greyjoys, right? So I just have, like, mm-hmm. it's a collectible thing. Like, it's stupid. It literally does not change the cost of the DVD at all. It's just a sleeve that goes around the box. Like, it means fucking nothing. But it's that collectible side of it, right?
And you got to remember that, what are we, there's, I don't know the percentage, but it's a very low, everyone in America still, like, doesn't have internet. Like, it's still a low number of Americans that still don't have internet or in remote locations. And so,
they may have internet, but they may not have
they don't have the connection speed, especially with 4K coming out and all this.
Storage space for some of these things.
Oh, yeah. I still
think... how much space is a fucking season of The Simpsons going to take up on a hard drive?
Yeah.
A couple gigs, but I mean, like...
Yeah. More than that. Because HD episodes, like, for a 30-minute show, each episode's got to be, like, close to, like, a gig.
Yeah. There's 23 episodes a season, so...
You're so 23 about... gigs?
But I'm sure they're probably somehow compressed down for internet purposes and all that stuff, so I'm still looking at a couple of gigs.
Yeah.
About 23 probably, but I would say probably close to 10 to 15.
Right.
But still, we have 10 to 15 gigs because we're that generation that just hoards fucking space. Like, I've got hard drives and thumb drives out the fucking ass.
Yep.
But my parents, you know, they're like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? Like, well, go buy a hard drive. You can plug it into your Blu-ray player. Mm-hmm. that will play Blu-rays.
So we have a little bit of Spidey news. So I guess the suit's already made. Kevin Feige has already said that the suit is made and done. And then also we're going back to high school. It's going to be a reboot about Peter Parker. So it is Peter Parker. And it won't be an origin story. And he will be in high school. And they're saying that they believe the age is 15 to 16.
Ah, boo. Okay, so. Couple things. Suit's made because they start filming Civil War in 3 weeks. That's just speculation. I don't fucking know if that's true. But if the suit's made, like they're saying, they literally start shooting that in a couple weeks. There's that. Two, we're going back to high school. He's been in high school in every fucking movie. Now, maybe not through every movie franchise, but in every fucking movie he's in high school. So don't give me this, hey, we're going back to high school, Peter Parker. That's where he fucking was the last movie. He graduated at the end of that movie. He didn't go far.
Yeah, for real.
Fuck ever, man. God, fuck them.
Sony.
But he did, I did read a thing where he also said that they didn't, he didn't necessarily say like, well, he's going to be a white kid. Like, he could be black. Like, there was kind of like that, like, well, what if it was a black Peter Parker? And he was like, man, it's still up in the air. Could be possible.
So. It's not going to happen. There's going to be too much. I would love to see it happen, but there's way too many corporate execs that are going to be like, no, it won't happen. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And, you know, I really don't want them to get a big star. Obviously, if you're going young, you're gonna have to set yourself up for him actually leaving college. So casting someone who is a teenager, 15, 16, someone with a young face, let them grow with the role if you're going to go back to fucking high school, I guess, you know. But
that's why it's stupid. Because what someone looks like when they're 15, when they're 17, they look so much different. That's such a stupid move. That's why when they start these franchises, they are always in high school, and then the next movie, they're not in high school anymore, because they can't fucking fake it forever. Like, just start them off kind of like what they did with Andrew Garfield, where it's like, okay, first movie, I could believe that maybe you're like a junior or senior in high school, and then the second movie, oh yeah, you've definitely graduated. And he had a young face. But do that. Get someone who is like 17 when you started, and they're a senior in high school, and that way you can just the end of that movie, they're out of high school, and we will fucking believe it because he looks like he should be out of high school.
So so here's a quote. I wasn't going to read it, but we're getting into this pretty good here. But here's a quote from Kevin. We want to play with Spider-Man in the high school years because, frankly, there's been 5 Spider-Man films. And the amazing thing about it is, even though there's been 5, there's been so many things from the comics that haven't been done yet. Not just the characters, the villains, or supporting characters, but the sides to his character. The most obvious being the young doesn't quite fit in kid before powers, before his powers, and then the fella that puts on a mask and swings around, fights bad guys, and doesn't shut up, which is something we want to play with. So they want to play, so AKA they want to make him immature, like because they haven't done that.
Like they did in the first 2 reboots. It makes no sense.
Yeah, even though those movies were not that good, I really enjoyed Andrew Garfield's take on Peter Parker and his Spider-Man, because he did have that kind of witty banter, sort of joking around kiddish immatureness that Spider-Man has. Where, you know, he's in the middle of a fight and you're just like, dude, shut the fuck up and fucking focus. Like, stop yammering and like pissing these people off, which I guess is in turn throwing them off their game and giving you the upper hand. See? Reggie agrees.
It doesn't make sense, I know.
It's just, it's annoying, is what it is. Like, I don't know, and I guess people complain about Batman too, because we've had a fuck ton of Batman movies, and it's always someone different, and blah blah blah.
Whoa! We had a 10-year stint of one Batman. I'm okay with that.
Agreed, but at the same time, like, you went like Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer.
Oh yeah,
George
that was
Clooney,
a bad that,
Christian Bale, right? You know, so we've had a ton.
That was a bad stint. Okay, we're gonna. This is what Spider-Man's going through right now. It's going through the Val Kilmers and the, you know, it's going through that phase. Hopefully now we're on to the Spider-Man Begins phase.
Yeah. We'll see. I guess my point is also, like, you know, there's a huge push for them to diversify their cast because, like, you look at the Avengers right now and it's
white.
What, like one black guy? Yeah. Not. I mean, okay. Hold, I guess two because you've got Falcon and Fury.
Oh, three, because you also got War Machine.
He's not really an Avenger.
Yeah, the Iron Patriot.
I mean, you know, I mean, but he is in the Marvel MCU, you know.
Okay, so three. But three out
yeah,
of...
Yeah, white.
A fucking ton. Even your bitches are white. Like, come on.
That's true, but...
Your bitches is white.
I don't know. And so I think that, you know, maybe people aren't complaining about why is Bruce Wayne always a white guy? I don't know. I feel like if there's a character that could benefit greatly from not being a fucking white guy right now, it's Spider-Man. Hmm.
Agreed.
You know what? They're like, you know what? It's fine. We made Marvel. I mean, we made Fantastic Four with a black guy, so we're good for the next 2 years.
That's Fox. Fuck them.
Yeah. God.
They don't count.
Oh shit. Warner Brothers is going to go ahead with the Gremlins remake, not a reboot, but a remake. So, fuck. Another fuck. Like, I want a reboot. Like, I don't want the same story again. I don't want them to remake it, man. I just, like, we already have that's a classic and shit. Like, I love the Gremlins. I hope that it spans three more movies, but I was really hoping that they would actually tell an original story and that we're not going to get it.
Nope.
So
it's Hollywood's run out of ideas. I mean, obviously it's true. Yeah. Just look at this.
So
yeah, who knows what they're gonna do with this? I think one of the things I love about the Gremlins like movie though is that this is one of the movies that like forced them to make a PG-13 rating. Yeah. This movie was like PG, and they went like a bunch of people took their kids to see it, and they went,
Hell no.
This is kind of a horror movie.
This is kind of fucked up. Because they were like, well, it's not R. It's not bad enough to be R, so clearly it has to be PG. And then a bunch of parents took their kids and were like, this movie is gross.
The only thing that I hope for is they go with practical effects and practical characters.
They won't.
If it's
they
CGI, won't. It's going to be...
That's sick. Why it's getting a remake. Because they're like, we have the technology. We can rebuild them.
Ugh, gross. I'm not in.
But I'm with you. I would love to see a blend to an extent, because I understand that there's some things you can't capture that looks real enough with puppets and practical effects. As far as, like, I mean, Yoda in some cases where it's just like, yeah, you look like a fucking Muppet. Like,
yeah.
Even they even do some practical effects with, like, the Muppets in, like, the recent movies where it's, I don't know, Kermit was bouncing around doing stuff, and it was like, well, clearly that's not a Muppet bouncing around because physics.
Because you don't see the hand in his ass.
Puppetry doesn't make sense. But yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Let's see.
I can tell you why. It's because we're doing a podcast and not out in Hollywood writing these movies that they're stealing from us anyways.
That's true. Speaking of Hollywood, let's run down the top box office of the week, the top five. Number five is going to be Cinderella, making $7.14 million for a total of $180 million, which now Disney has just said, fuck everything. Let's make a live-action movie off of just God damn it, dude. Let's see. Let's count them down. We got Winnie the Pooh, going to be live-action. Dumbo. Yep. Live action. Mulan, live action.
Yep.
And then there's another one. Fuck, I forgot who I...
Beauty and the Beast, which I've actually started casting pretty hardcore on that one.
Beauty and the Beast, live action. And what was the other one?
Ian McKellen was just casted to be in that.
It's ducking... Suck. Ducking Lucker Knucker.
Your autocorrect sucks.
I'm trying so hard. I promised Ryan I would try to... I said to Ryan... I would try to force myself to say ducking and duck instead of fuck, and I can't make it work. Number
four. Like our listener, Ryan? Like our buddy, Ryan?
Yeah. I was talking to him before the show, and he said something about duck, and I was like, "Ah, oh, that would be funny." And then he goes, "Yeah, that's awesome." And then I
I thought maybe he was like, "Hey, Jeremy, can you guys not cuss so much?" I'll say, "Fuck that guy."
No, duck him.
Duck him.
Duck
him.
Duck that. God damn it.
Duck that guy. All right. So a movie that was ducking awesome is Get Hard. So you should go see that. It made $8.2 million for a total of $70 million. It's pretty funny. Number three, The Longest Ride. It's about a man riding a bull, trying to get a girl to ride his bull. Made $13 million in its first week. Number two, a movie that I do not have any interest in seeing is Home. $18 million for a total of $129 million in its third week. And number one, One Last Ride. Oh my gosh, have you guys seen the parody on SNL where they did Bambi, the Bambi? And it was just like,
I'm thumping. What?
Because I'm always thumping.
Yeah.
I'm always thumping.
Oh, so good. So funny.
Furious. Have you guys seen Furious 7 yet?
Yes. I went and saw it, man. Oh, the last 5 minutes, man. I teared up like a baby.
I haven't seen it yet.
$59 million this week for a total of $251 fucking ducking million dollars in 2 weeks.
I don't think it's gonna get a sequel. I don't think it's made enough.
It only broke
Furious
records.
7-2.
I mean, it did okay for an indie film.
I think that those guys have a bright career ahead of them, just maybe not in the car business.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to see where Paul Walker's career goes with
too soon, bro.
I guess we had to see who was gonna go there.
It is soon, but I don't know if it's too soon.
No, it's way too soon.
You guys it's been like two years.
Oh man,
too fast.
Wow, that was
too furious.
Too furious.
All right, every week we like to run down some gaming news in a section we call Gaming News. Okay, so I just brought up the stats. This game just launched about an hour ago. GTA 5. So far on Steam, it has 196,700 players, and it is number two on the current being played list on Steam.
Oof. Fuck, who's number one? Shit.
Dota 2 with... Its current players are 283,000.
Oh man, give it a little bit. Grand Theft Auto will surpass that.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt that will happen. It's a foregone conclusion, right? That's how you say it, I guess. Anywho, if you are planning on buying it, and somehow for some reason you do not plan on buying it on Steam, dumbass, you will have to install 7 discs.
Yeah. 7 DVDs.
Fucking.
That's why we're so many of them. It's DVDs.
Yeah, you know what? For a PC community, I'm pretty sure that they should have switched over by now to Blu-ray.
There's still folks out there who don't have Blu-ray drives, though. I think they're just trying to get to the widest possible audience.
It's crazy. And I'm really surprised that with theft being the way it is, and you know, I'm really surprised they just didn't stick to Steam and release it digital so that and then put the Steam guard on it. I'm really surprised at that.
Once again, this is not even I don't even know if it's released in America like this, because this is the picture here is from Russia. So I mean, it's like, you can obviously tell because it's a different rating system, but who knows even if America released the physical copies. Maybe in Russia they're like, Steam sucks, you know, we have bad connection.
Look at us, we have house that's made of little house bricks, but we have fast connection speed, internet not good, but computer.
Yeah, computer. I mean, you got to have a good computer to run it. So I don't know. It could be.
It was Russian.
Either way, the PC version of the game is 65 gigabytes.
That's 65 gigabytes.
I saw a comment that I ring so true. When did developers stop caring about compression?
Yeah, they don't give a shit. But the thing is, this is supposed to be the definitive version for what Rockstar was saying. So, like, this is going to be the best looking and the most frames per second. Just pretty much, obviously, their swan song of a Grand Theft Auto. So,
long as your computer can handle it.
Yeah, you're going to... NASA's trying to run this right now.
Okay, listen, I saw the recommended, and my computer still gets it, like, is still at the top. Like, my computer is 6 years old, and it still can run GTA 5. And so, I mean, obviously, I want to build a new one, so that way I can... I mean, I probably can't put everything on max, but I can definitely still play it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, I mean, they probably made it available for everyone to at least be able to play it. Now, setting it to max is going to be a whole other beast. I mean, like I said, the shit that you can do in it. And
oh, you can, no. Max is 4K, and they already said that you have to have, like, fucking two video cards in there.
Two fucking Titans or something like that.
Fucking cross X, what's it called? What's the crossfire and all that shit going?
Yeah.
Fuck all that. That's too much money. You're talking $2,000 just on video cards. But if you don't have $2,000 to spend on video cards and only $150, then maybe Lego Dimensions is more your cup of tea. They're releasing this, and pretty much think of Skylanders and Infinity 2.0. I am very angry. Although it looks very awesome, I'm very angry because my son's going to want this, you pieces of shit, Lego. And I already pay. My son drags me to the store, and like when he's good, he gets a prize and stuff like that every once in a while, but his birthday is going to fucking kill my wallet. These fuckers are charging $16 per Skylander, and it's a fucking racketeering game. Like, it is unbelievable. It's a pay-to-play game. You pay fucking $80 to get it. Then you get two little things. This is where it gets to be like an iPhone game. Okay, so your guy is in the level and he dies. Oh no, your guy needs to rest. Put a new guy on to continue. Then he dies. Then my son walks up to me and goes, Dad, we need to go to the store because I'm all out of Skylanders and I need to finish the level. These motherfuckers don't wake up until you complete the level.
I did not know that.
You've already fucking ducking spent $14 on a character and he dies in 5 minutes. And then it goes, oh, and this is the this is the message that pops up. It says, oh, to continue, place another Skylander on the thing. And then it might as well say, go drain your father's or your mother's goddamn pocketbook.
You're a little emotional on the subject. Has this happened to you before, Jeremy?
Oh my god, dude. This is ridiculous. Because
every weekend.
Yes, yeah. These kids are addicted to this shit, man. And they're like,
these kids are addicted to this shit.
And it's $14 a pop. I might as well be doing fucking drugs.
Wow.
Well.
Anyways, go pick up Dimensions.
What were you
trying
to talk about? Like, what was this all about? You just kind of went off on a tangent
there. Oh, because the new Lego Dimensions is the same kind of platform where it's a new Lego game. They're going to be selling all these like level packs and stuff where you can get a Marty McFly minifig with his little DeLorean and his hoverboard. But that shit's going to cost you like $40 because they're Lego pieces, so they're already jacked up in price.
Mm-hmm. and then it's just like you're probably going to have to build it yourself first of all.
Oh, definitely.
And then they're going to put it on the little goddamn platform. Then you're going to play as Marty, and Marty's going to be like, oh, we're back to the future. Oh, I need the dock. And then you're going to be like, buy the dock for $11.99.
Yep.
Oh, but that Batman thing looks really cool.
Yeah.
That level. Really want to play it. So
it sounds like they have, like, if you watch the commercial for it or the reveal trailer, it sounds like they actually have the original voice actors too from the Lego movie.
Elizabeth Banks, yes, but that is Troy Baker is back as Batman, which he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's done it in all the Batman Lego games, but not the movie. That was Will Forte.
Will Forte.
No, Will Forte. Will shit.
Will shit.
Will shit. Will. Oh, God.
Will Wheaton. No.
Will William Wallace.
From Arrested Development. Will Arnett.
Arnett, thank you.
There you go.
Let's see. Twitch is holding a con for the first time. It's going to be called TwitchCon.
What the hell is going to happen at TwitchCon?
Original. September 25th to the 26th. It's a two-day con in San Francisco. So if you're going, you can easily get your tickets. Oh, my God. A two-day pass is $85. Why wouldn't you just... Twitch is about watching it on goddamn
home.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna be like, hey, let's watch these guys stream. So we're gonna have all these attendees. Oh my god, who the fuck cares about this? I'm sorry. I'm not with the Twitch TV community here. Obviously, like, I don't care about these Twitch celebrities, but they're gonna be there. I time JP. Irishikarga. Oh my god, it's Firefox. Poker Staples, Blue Knight 3, Tao Li, Ewong, Approaching Nirvana, and more.
Justin Wong? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, he lives in California.
Yeah.
No, not Justin Long. Iggy Wong.
Justin Wong.
No, Jay Wong.
Okay.
Is that the same guy? Are we talking about the same guy?
Probably.
Here?
I mean, Jay Wongs are in San Francisco. There can't be many.
And that may not be the person I'm thinking of, because I know a Jimmy Wong, who's also, he's like a YouTuber. His brother's Freddie Wong. He's one that does like the, he's partnered up with Nerdist. He does the, Video Game High School on Netflix. He does that series.
Yeah.
Hey, but there's press registration.
His brother,
so
Jimmy, is also pretty big on YouTube. I saw Jay Wong and assumed that was him because that's what his Twitter is.
Yeah. Either way, it's really... I don't think you're going to get too many people going to this event, and if you are, it's going to be a weird social crew, because you're not going to get a bunch of people who watch these guys stream in person to watch them stream. Like, it's just really, I don't know. I mean,
I don't
probably
know, man.
Well.
SGC, I mean, Brutal Moose, like, he had his own panel with the other guys when they're the Hidden Block group, which, I mean, they're YouTubers, they make videos, but they also stream and play games together, and they had one of the most, last year, like, their panel was like standing room only at one point, like, because they had so many people in there for their panel, which is ridiculous. So I don't know, man, people fucking watch these people and are really into it. So if you love their stuff, I mean, and $85 for a two-day pass is nothing.
I think that one of the, in America, they just opened the first esports arena. Like, it's getting huge. Obviously, it's not a part of my mental makeup at this point in my life, and I'm not a part of the generation that loves to watch other people. Like, I love watching Kevin play. That's fun and stuff. He's a close friend. But just some random... I'd rather play the fucking game. Like, I want to play the game. I don't want to watch you play. So, I don't know. It's really weird to me. But maybe a lot of people will be into it. And maybe a lot of people who listen to our show are into it. So, I'm sorry if we've offended you in any way.
I can see kind of the fun, because it's, I mean, in watching people play, because you gotta think, like, if you go to a friend's house and you watch them play a game, there's kind of that social aspect.
Yeah,
that there's a lot of people in the chat room, you can talk with them, and people are talking back to you. But I'm with you. I don't know what you do at a convention for this. I mean, I see that, like, they said that the CEO is gonna have like a key panel or a keynote and all that stuff. So I guess there will be some sort of aspect, and I'm sure they'll be doing panels on, like, how to better Twitch or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind watching friends and everything like that. Like, that's fine. But I don't know. Like, random people for hours and hours just doesn't seem very fun.
Yeah, there's this YouTuber that I follow, but the videos that she posts are from her Twitch streams where she's just cut out like highlights or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, her shit's hilarious. So I could see watch, but I never. I think she's in the UK, so all the times that she's twitching is like, well, I'm at work because it's night there or whatever. So I never watch it live, but she plays like DayZ and stuff, and that shit is so fucking funny. But
yeah,
that, I mean, but you know, you have to find those people. But I'm with you. Every time I get on Twitch, like, I just go to Kevin's when Kevin's on, yeah. Or if I'm on my Xbox, like, I kind of see what people are playing, and I'm just like, eh,
yeah,
eh.
I mean, me personally, yeah, too. Like, there's a few. It's a YouTube guys like Boogie2988. I follow him on Twitch. Like, if he's on, I'll try to jump on. And it's all about the interaction, really. I mean, Tara Babcock, she did Zoom and Games. She streams every once in a while. There's a couple people that stream that I'll sit there and watch for a little bit, but it's more of like a hangout session. And it's like, hopefully I get to interact with them, you know, say hi, ask a question or two or something like that, and just kind of interact with them. But that's about it. I mean, I wouldn't really sit there for hours on end and watch them play a game.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do for a convention. But you, I'm kind of surprised at their prices. I guess it's going to be small because it's only 2 days.
Yeah.
$85. I guess it just depends on what they're going to do. I mean, but to keep an eye on this. But I did find out how much tickets to San Diego Comic-Con this, how much that was this year for a 4-day pass. I don't know if we talked about it, but it was $1,500.
I'm sorry, for what?
Wow.
A 4-day pass to San Diego Comic-Con.
All right. Well, I'm not going to that.
Yeah, it's like every dream I've ever had of going is like, nope.
Go out the window.
Nope.
Hey, guess
not
what?
We have press. Nope.
Hey, guess what? We have record number of people showing up, and people love this shit. What should we do? Raise the ticket prices to $1,400, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Nick and I were talking, and I was like, I feel like San Diego Comic-Con has become a convention more for the industry than it has become for the fans. Where if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con to get first glimpses at movies and TV shows and blah blah blah, you're working for the media somehow. Like, the only way you can get into this thing anymore is to be with a network of some sort, whether it be a website or a podcast, yeah, or Nerdist or some shit, right? Because those are the people that are talking about it, because fucking no one else can get into this shit because it's so goddamn expensive. And maybe that's why they're so expensive, because maybe like 80% of their quote-unquote tickets are going,
okay,
to
you're
media
telling, I mean, this is here's where I kind of put the scale. Okay, so I have a wife and a child for us all to go.
Congratulations.
Let's just, thank you. For us all to go, let's just say, okay, so $1,500 a ticket. Okay, so let's just say travel, hotel, and everything. I'm up over $3,000, okay, for just going to this thing. Nope, rather go to fucking Disney, ducking Disney World.
That's right.
You know, or take a cruise or go somewhere fun.
Yeah.
Not to spend that kind of money on Comic-Con, where you get in to spend more money. We all know the system. You get in, sure, you get, okay, so you pay $1,500. This is, oh my god, this should be a rant. I'm gonna make it one.
Yeah, and that's just for 1 4-day pass,
right? So you get in
one 4-day pass.
$1,400.
This is not face value though, is it?
Yeah.
$1,400.
No, that can't be face value.
Why?
For a 4-day pass it is.
Okay, so $1,400 gets you in the door. Then you can spend your entire day getting into panel. Was it? Is it Hall H?
Yeah, Hall H.
Okay, so you spend one whole day doing that. So you, oh, cool, you got to see one thing. Cool, there's one day. Then day two, let's go look at all the art. All right, well, I just dropped another $200 on art. Okay, cool. Day three, let's look at all the toys. Well, fuck, I just spent another $1,000 on toys. Holy shit, man. Like, I can't imagine doing
that's
that.
That's insane. I mean, New York Comic Con, the one we went to back in, it was $95 for a 4-day pass. Which,
that's not bad.
That's pretty good. Like, that's a good deal. I mean, and then of course, you know, we had to travel to New York and stuff. But you know, that con had more people, and it was definitely one of those cons that was on its way to rival New York or San Diego. I mean, like the amount of stuff that they were showing off there, you know. We saw all those TV shows and Daredevil and S.H.I.E.L.D. and Walking Dead and all that stuff. I mean, San Diego is already having a lot of issues with the city not necessarily wanting to expand for them. The fact that you can't get a goddamn hotel room during San Diego in the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to start moving elsewhere, and New York has the space.
Well, they already said
not
that.
Only in the convention hall, but in general.
Well, they already said that the Las Vegas Comic-Con is like taking a lot away from San Diego because of the fact that I'm guessing that it's cheaper and, you know, it's more people are showing up to it. I don't know the reason, but I remember reading an article about it last year.
Yeah, New York Comic-Con had more people than San Diego did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so.
They had, yeah, the 151,000 people there.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. And I'm really... I was talking to my buddy Ed, you know, we're going to Celebration this week, and I was just like, so on a scale of Dallas Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con, where the fuck does this fall in? He was like, oh, right about the middle, where it's not crazy-ass, like, you know, balls to ass or whatever.
Ooh,
like,
nuts,
you
know, to butts.
That's my kind of con.
You know, like New York was, but it's also not like, well, this is fucking empty like Dallas can sometimes be. So.
Well, every week we like to run down what we're watching and to let you know if you should be watching it or not. In, Doug?
Huh. What are you watching?
Are you watching closely?
Okay. So I think all three of us pretty much put this on our list, so I guess we can scratch this off the list. Daredevil.
We'll talk about it at once.
That's what I'm saying.
More than we already have.
Yeah. We've all watched Daredevil. Go just watch it. It's unbelievable. I gave Ryan access. He doesn't have Netflix, so I gave him access to my Plex and said, "Watch away, sir, cuz you need to watch this."
Oh yeah, I got to watch his Plex.
So, what'd you say?
I got to watch his Plex. He wants me to watch Orphan Black, which I have not seen yet, so I told him I would start watching that. It is no longer on Netflix, so he said he was going to give me access to his Plex, and I was
everybody just plexes it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was ever on Netflix, because I've been wanting to watch it. I've been wanting to watch it for a while, and I remember him telling me to watch it too, and I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. I do have Amazon Prime, so I'll look that up.
I think it's on there, because I think it's on my watch list, but I never really use Amazon Prime, so I kind of forget about it.
PS4's got an app for it, so I could just use it off of there.
Yeah, I was watching something on their web browser, and it was, like, video player, and it was just kind of shitty.
Nah.
So I think that's why I never went back to it, and I have it on the Roku, and I think my smart TV has it, too, so. Because we watched Transparent a couple months ago on the TV through Amazon Prime.
Rock and roll.
Sweet. Yeah, so everybody is watching Daredevil, and everybody should be watching it. It's an amazing, incredible show. It's gritty, it's dark, it's dramatic, it's action-packed. It is all the things that you would want from a Daredevil show or movie, and you get it in 13 episodes.
Yeah, and I think it's a bold move for Marvel and their cinematic universe. Like this...
Yeah.
Everything, I mean, we've seen a dark side to this universe here and there, but it's always been relatively lighthearted in the end. Like with the Avengers sitting around after this mass destruction in New York City eating shawarma. Like, you know, kind of, that's how the whole MCU feels to me, where it's like, big things happen, but in the end, everything's okay.
Yeah.
This show kind of shows you that, no, not everything's okay, and not everything will end up okay. And it's dark, and it kind of makes the MCU like a little not scarier, but just there's a lot of shit that is going on below the surface that I feel that they're really starting to build towards. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
And it's very brutal.
Oh my god. So brutal.
Very brutal.
For the most part, it's like Walking Dead, like as far as they don't mind showing gore. And they'll drop, you know, they'll say shit every once in a while, or they'll say, you know, they won't hit the F-bombs or anything like that, but they get damn close. I mean, there's like you were saying, it's really dark for a Marvel show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say, one cool thing, too, is, like, they've made so many references to the Battle of New York.
For
like,
real?
You know that means this is going to...
Tie
more
in
than
somehow.
S.H.I.E.L.D. ever has or any other show.
That's
ever.
What I said. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, these guys are referencing that?
Constantly. Like, constantly.
So that means it's gonna happen. There's going to be a crossover.
Oh, for sure. And there's some speculation about is he going to show up in Civil War? Is he going to show up on S.H.I.E.L.D.? Is there going to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. tie-in? Because... how they did that with Cap last year. There's already one small tie-in with a character that doesn't matter, because I don't even know if we've even seen the dude or do this season at all, just that it's the same person. And then I forgot what I was saying. Will S.H.I.E.L.D. tie into the Avengers movie when it comes out? So it's like, are they gonna tie in Daredevil, or are they gonna tie in the Avengers? Because they're not sure if they can do both.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? Who wants to go? You got two things left.
Oh shit.
Okay, I'll go. I watched Furious 7. I definitely I know Doug. I don't know, man. I think that you're not very interested in these movies.
It's not that. It's just I feel like I want to see it because I remember the trailers looked. It just looked fun, right? It just looked like a fun
Summer. It's a summer movie. It's over the top. It is incredibly unrealistic, but who gives a duck? It is just it's an incredibly fun film from beginning to end. It's probably one of my favorites in the top three, definitely, of the seven. And they absolutely nail the tribute at the end. It is just heart-wrenching. It's just... There's memes all over the internet that's like, girls cry, and it has a picture of Titanic, and then it says, boys cry, and then it has Paul Walker at the end of the movie. Like, it's pretty emotional. Even if you didn't watch the films religiously, and this is your first one, you'll be like, oh my goodness, this is...
Yeah, I watched a video on, was it watchmojo.com, which, I mean, I watched their YouTube channel, because they do a bunch of those, like, stupid top 10 videos. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, and they did one on right before the movie came out, and it was just like not necessarily ranking the movies. I forget what it was, but they broke down like the story and stuff.
Yeah,
but even then they were like, well, this guy's the brother of this guy that died in that movie because of this movie and because of that movie, and like maybe this movie actually takes place after this movie, even though when it came out it's different and blah blah blah. And I was just like, I guess what?
Yeah, they really do a good job of tying it all together though.
It was just one of those, like, because they're trying not to spoil anything in their video, but at the same time, it's just like,
you're like, don't well, you didn't I spoil anything.
Watch this. Well, I was like, I want to see it, but now I'm like, I'm gonna be really lost.
You're
like,
not. I don't know you're what not the at
fuck
all.
Any of this is going on.
You won't be. It's really good. So I definitely say go see it. Anything else I've been watching? No, because it's not Tuesday yet, and well, tonight will be Tuesday when you're listening to this. So I'll be busy watching Flash.
Ta-da! Gordon, wait, Flash Gordon.
Yeah,
I can't believe Kevin has not taken it. He like jumped on Daredevil, but he just has not given the Flash the time of day.
Maybe when it hits Netflix,
maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, because I can binge watch Flash or Daredevil.
Okay.
And plus, like, I mean, I despite as much as me fucking hating the movie. And I've gotten to many arguments. Well, there wasn't too many arguments, just with one guy. He was like, oh, watch the director's cut. It's great. I'm like, no, you can't fool me once.
My boss is like the biggest comic book nerd on the face of the planet. And like, I mean, almost to a fault. And I know one of my coworkers listening to this show and he's probably laughing right now. But like, he will like pick things apart. And he hates, like everyone else, the Daredevil movie. But even he was like, dude, you've got to watch the director's cut. It actually makes the movie good. And I was like, horseshit, is it possible? And he's like, dude, I promise you, just do it. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's you may not like it still as much like as every other superhero movie, but it will wipe that like disgust out of your mouth, essentially, from that. You know, you won't be like, Daredevil, but you may be like, nah, that wasn't bad.
Well, to me, the series has wiped that bad taste out of my mouth, so I don't need to go back, because I feel like, especially now that I've seen Daredevil, the series, if I go back and watch that movie, even director's cut, it's still going to be disappointing, like, because they just did such a great job with the series. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go back.
It's been so good.
Yeah.
It's... That they've dropped some super hints to other people in the MCU... Or just even in his world in general that we haven't seen yet. So, I mean, like, they make the reference about, like, what do you mean some dude in a black mask kicked your ass? I mean, if he had a magic hammer or an iron suit, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. And then someone, I think Foggy at one point was like, yeah, you can call me Captain America. You know, just kind of like that little...
Yeah.
Something like that. But they keep mentioning... And like flashbacks or something, like, hey, whatever happened to that Russian or that Greek girl that you were dating? it didn't work out.
Yeah,
that would be Elektra.
Yep. I was kind of hoping before they mentioned that, because Rosario Dawson's in the show, I was kind of hoping either she would become Elektra, or if not her, who was fuck. Rosario Dawson comes to mind, but I mean, there's.
Yeah. I there's think a couple she's of people. Night Nurse or whatever her character. I mean, that's like her. I don't know if she ever becomes like a hero in his universe. I'm not. The comics that I've read about Daredevil, I have not come across that character yet.
Yeah.
But there's a couple more that I want to read. I've got like two, I think, on my Amazon wish list. One by Kevin Smith that's apparently really good.
Oh.
And then one by Jeff Loeb, who's actually the Marvel TV showrunner. He did the Daredevil Yellow, is the name of the comic, and he did like a Spider-Man Blue and a Hulk Gray. He also did some Batman comics too, which are really good. Long Halloween, Hush, and Dark Victory. So if you've ever read those, that's the same guy, Jeff Loeb.
One thing I'd say that none of us have mentioned yet, and I think it's you should give a shout out to, Vincent D'Onofrio is amazing as Wilson Fisk.
Holy
amazing to the look, to the look, to the acting. Like, and he's actually, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but the more and more you watch it, the more you see how human he is and everything like that. It's unbelievable to see that that's Kingpin, and I'm really looking forward to what he brings to it. But Vincent D'Onofrio is fucking killing it. I would say, to be honest, all the actors on the show are amazing, but he stepped it the fuck up. Like, he's unbelievable.
I'm tuning you guys out because I don't want to. I don't want to ruin it for myself, so I'm sorry.
We're not spoiling anything. Or at least I don't think I'm spoiling anything.
We're trying not to. We're just saying that someone's doing a really good job of acting, and that and I agree.
Well, I didn't even think I phenomenal job. I don't think the Kingpin has been revealed to me yet. Like, I'm in episode 2.
Oh, it's like the next episode.
Yeah, it's the next episode.
He has a big part in the series. So I mean, if you haven't,
so he's the boss, right? Really, he's the boss that the white dude in the glasses reports to.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wesley. Yes.
And we meet. Yeah, Wes. Fuck, that's who that guy is, isn't it?
What?
That's his name.
Oh. Okay, I thought you were referring to him as like the guy who was in Resident Evil. I was like, yeah, they look the same.
Oh, you're thinking of Wesker.
Yeah, Wesker. Time to end the show. Does anybody have anything else?
The only thing I can think of is I've been watching Daredevil and playing the fuck out of some Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, you guys have Minecraft? Like, no. Like, oh, I really want to play. So I finally went and reinstalled it. And, like, I will put on Daredevil, and I'll get my laptop out. Like, literally, this was me this weekend, just sitting on my couch watching Daredevil and building a castle in Minecraft.
That's awesome.
Oh, and there's this Game of Thrones server that you can get on, and they've built, like, the entire fucking Westeros in Minecraft. It is retarded. It's so good. I think we've mentioned this before. It's called like Westeros Craft. You can check out their website. They got videos. It's insane what these people have done.
That's cool. So. Well, boys, I got to get going. Ashley wants to watch Game of Thrones episode 1. I cannot wait to see it. I'm sure you guys have already seen it last night, but
well, I have.
And I have to see. And Kevin
is just
shit.
So hellbent on hating something he's never seen.
I didn't say I hate it. I just said I don't give a fuck.
No, that's hating.
That's hating. That's literally that's hating. The definition of hating. Not giving a fuck.
hey, Doug, let me ask you something, man. And you just answer with don't give a fuck, okay? hey, man, I love you.
Don't give a fuck.
See? Hate.
See, that's just pure
hate.
Unadulterated hate. It's just hating. It's just, it's one of those shows where I feel like you could get past the whole medieval thing, like, because it is such phenomenal writing and acting, and it's one of those shows where you're like, this is not fucking TV, like, this is a goddamn movie every week. Kind of similar to like Daredevil. Like, Daredevil is a goddamn movie. Like, it's a 13-hour movie, and that's what I feel like Game of Thrones is too, where it's I don't know, because Nick's kind of the same way, where he's like, I hate fantasy, and it's like, it's not it is, but
it is, but it isn't. Like, it has a very modern kind of like tone to it. Like, if you were to think, like, obviously not the way it looks, but the way that the telling of the story and everything, it's just not what you think it is.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there are dragons and there is like some sort of magic shit going on.
Oh, you know what?
But it's not like people dueling with wands and they're not riding dragons. It's just like they're in that world, but that's not what's important.
Hey, I got him. Right. I know how to reel him in. I know how to do it. It's the it's the TV version of Bloodborne.
All right, guys, I gotta go watch Game of Thrones. I'll be right back. See you guys later.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that literally the other day when we were talking about this. I was like, how the fuck does he play all these games that are just like this show, but won't watch it? I mean,
doesn't he love like Oblivion so and all this other shit? Didn't you like The Elder Scrolls?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Debbie likes it, not me.
Look at his face. It's the
Fallout.
Yeah, fuck that.
Elder Scrolls, I'd get as far as the fucking training cave at the beginning of the game, and then I'm like, I'm done.
Those games are just, I don't like those as much.
Shit out of chicken and have a whole village come after me.
Yeah. What about Fable?
Oh.
No. Not really.
Dang. Okay. How about Bloodborne?
Bloodborne's not medieval, though. If anything, it's set in the...
What about Dark Souls?
Dark Souls... Yeah.
Yeah, come back from that, yeah, motherfucker.
Come back, yeah. Come on, you knights bitch. Knights in armor. It's knights in armor.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, there's titties, right?
There's titties. There's curses. Oh, my gosh. There's
gore and violence.
There's demons.
And awesome acting and story and titties.
Oh,
and
so
ass
many titties.
And bush and...
And Peter
Dinklage.
Fucking Dinklage, man. Okay,
I got enough of him from Destiny.
No, right, give it a shot. This is why everyone was like, why the fuck is he in this? Because this is not good. Like, but in... Sorry, Jeremy's making faces right now. It's got really distracted.
He's
got
to go.
I
got to get going, too, actually. I've got a Mortal Kombat Midnight launch to go to.
Go to play Mortal Kombat, but won't touch Game of Thrones. What the fuck is wrong
with you? All right, everybody.
Oh, did you hear that? I thought that was my head.
That's our show for this evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week.
Game of Thrones.
I hate Game of Thrones because I'm Kevin. Bye, everybody.